Hey, this is Matt Terry for 91.1 WHFC. We're at Owlfest 2023. We are each and every year. I'm here with many of the student clubs here at Owlfest. If you're thinking about getting involved with some of these amazing clubs, well, let's listen to a few people and see what they have to say about how you can do just that. One of the student clubs is the Student Government Association, and it sounds like a pretty good club to be in. I got Rick here as a representative from the SGA. Rick, tell me a little bit about the Student Government Association here on campus, and how do people get involved?
I'd be glad to do that, Matt. So the Student Government Association is, I've been calling it all day, it's sort of the best direct link between student feedback and the people in charge. We're there to be their representatives and to let them know, hey, this is what the students are thinking. This is the direction they'd like to see the college go. And we've had a lot of really good feedback here today at Owlfest. We've been talking to some student athletes. We've been talking to some engineering majors, some nursing students. And those are all different viewpoints that we want to consider. We want to know, hey, what would the campus do to be better tailored to your experience? And so, like I said, the Student Government Association just is sort of there to bring all those voices together and present them to the people in charge, whether that be the president or the board of trustees. And the best way to get involved with us is we're going to have probably about biweekly meetings for about 1 hour or so. We haven't nailed down a time yet. We're still working on that. But attending those meetings is the best way for us to gather that feedback and to just get involved and just all around, you know, be a student body that's involved with each other and, you know, is looking out for what we all need to thrive here on campus.
Building a lot of skills, too, at the same time. What are some of the skills that the SGA helps its students hone, do you think?
So those who get involved in the SGA are going to learn a lot of people skills, and those can be hard to come by. I'm not always a people person, so the SGA is a really good way to just learn, you know, hey, how do I work with this person? How do we find compromising, you know, good ground here, something we both can agree on, things like that. It's also a good way for any political science majors. They're going to find a lot of overlap here in what their majors are going to need here at student government. Those kind of things just go hand in hand. And like I said, it's just sort of those social skills that are hard to teach. You kind of can just learn them here on the job of learning how just to work with each other and get along.
Sounds like a great club to be in. Rick, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate you talking to me about the Student Government Association here at Hartford Community College.
Hey, thank you, Matt. We've had a lot of fun here at Owlfest, and just excited for the rest of this fall, man, you know?
So here at Owlfest, the Improv Club is one of the many rewarding clubs that you two can join. And I'm joined none other than the man himself, Professor Ben Fissler, here, and he heads up our drama department. Ben, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the Owl's Nest. Tell me a little bit about the Improv Club.
It is always a pleasure to be on any kind of podcast or radio work with you. Matt and I have done a lot of projects together, and that's because I do a lot of crazy things. And one of the crazy things I do is the Improv Club. And that club is actually older than my tenure at the college, because it existed as far back as 2004, I believe, and was being run by Dawn Volkart at the time, who was still an employee of the college. But they do improvised sketch comedy in the tradition of Whose Line Is It Anyway, if you've ever seen that show. And when they meet, they practice improv and they talk about improv, and they also get opportunities to bring out people from like Baltimore Improv Group and the Washington Improv Theater will come out and give classes. And then sometimes we do a New York trip to places like the Upright Citizens Brigade and things like that. And then at least once a year we do a showcase of an improv show that usually lasts about an hour and gives you an opportunity to have a participatory and hilarious evening of theater.
Ben, this sounds not just like a really fun way for a student to get involved, but this is also honing skills too.
Oh, absolutely. I have a mind toward so much of life is just showing up and figuring it out. And improv is very much, you're given a task and you have to dive right into that. So yeah, so that not only are you honing those skills like public speaking and, you know, but you're also getting used to just coming up with ideas, you know, embracing your own impulses and seeing what wonderful discoveries you can make in a safe space. So I think improv is, you know, great for everybody, not just people who are performers.
And confidence, too. It sounds like a lot of confidence you're also gaining here in the Improv Club.
I totally agree. Confidence, public speaking skills, just a sense of being present and being secure in yourself, especially when it comes to doing any kind of work that people are observing you doing or critiquing you doing, and just being okay with putting yourself out there.
What's a good way, Ben, that students who want to get involved in the Improv Club can reach out?
You know, if you're here today, you can sign up on our sign-up sheet. If you're just hearing this message and want to send me an email, you can send me an email at bfissler@harford.edu just to let me know that you're interested in the improv, and I'll give you the information. There's also a sign-up sheet on the college's student life pages that where you can literally sign up for a club. And if you sign up for Improv Club, I'll get that information and send the information your way.
Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you, Matt. It's always a pleasure.
Here at ALFEST 2023, the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society. It's also another club that you too can join here if you're new to Harford Community College. Who am I speaking with today?
I am Olivia Borkowski-Johnson, president of Phi Theta Kappa Rho Beta Chapter.
Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your student club. How did you join?
Phi Theta Kappa has two requirements for membership. One is a 3.5 GPA, and the other is 12 credit hours achieved. So mainly second and third semesters students are welcome to join. You'll receive an email in your owlmail that will prompt you to follow through to the ptk.org, and there you can submit your request membership and pay your membership due. It's a one-time fee of $75, and then you are in it for life.
Okay, so it's a lifetime membership, right? All right, so what do I get with a lifetime membership?
Many opportunities to apply for scholarships and service learning opportunities. There's no service requirement. However, that comes with many opportunities. This semester, we will be partnering with the Office of Student Life and traveling to different locations in Harford County to volunteer. And the scholarship opportunities through ptk.org are available to the students of PTK. And these scholarships can be for specific career paths, so nursing, teaching, a variety of others, or they can be specific to schools. So transferring to a four-year university after Harford, you could have this opportunity to get, you know, scholarships for your future educational goals.
Sounds great. Where, if I'm that interested student, could I get more information to sign up?
I would recommend searching the Presence website for PTK and viewing any information regarding our next meeting or information should be on that site.
It's a hot day here at ALFEST. Talking with Brian from the Student Nurses Association, the SNA. Brian, thanks for talking to us today.
Hey, Matt.
Brian, tell us a little bit about the Student Nurses Association. How can students get involved?
So at the Student Nurses Association, if you're in the nursing program, and we talk about, you know, the benefits of joining the Student Nurses Association, we're going to have blood drive in October, and we just get people prepared for taking the NCLEX exam, get prepared for being a nurse, and help you through the program.
Tell me a little bit about the program. What can students expect when they sign up?
So when you sign up from the we sign up for the National Student Nurses Association, and you get discounts for local restaurants and stores, and we hold monthly meetings where we have guest speakers come in from local organizations like University of Maryland, Upper Chesapeake. We have people to talk about emergency medicine and resilience and all kinds of great things just to help you get through school.
Another great program degree that we have here at Harford Community College. So let's say I'm that prospective student, right, and I want to sign up for this. Where would I go?
So you would begin by going to the National Student Nurses Association website and click membership, get signed up there, come over to Darlington Hall, go up to the fourth floor and let Annabelle know that you signed up. You'll get reimbursed for that, for signing up. I think it's $30 to sign up, but you get reimbursed for it by us. And we'll let you know when all of our monthly meetings are, and come check it out and see how you can get involved.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Brian.
Thank you, Matthew.
Lots of student clubs here. Have the biology club, and I have the man himself that heads it up. That's Professor Andy Adams here at Hartford Community College. Andy, please tell me a little bit about the biology club.
Hey there. Yeah, the biology club is just for not just science majors, but anyone who really likes science and biology. What we do every year really depends on what the students' interests are. Sometimes we do tours of the Natural History Museum. Sometimes we'll go down to National Institute of Health for a day down there. But usually around campus, we help out with the Native Plant Garden. We help with a lot of events like Earth Day and Halloween. We do some stuff. And we do a lot of local trips. We'll take day trips to go hiking or go to the zoo. And it really, yeah, just varies every year. We usually do one big trip a year. This past year, we went down to North Carolina and explored a lot of the wildlife refuges down there. One year, we went to Shenandoah National Park, and we explored a lot of the caves. That was super fun. So in order to get involved and do more, you can always reach out to the STEM division, and they can send your contact info my way, and we'll get you on the email list so you can know when we're doing cool stuff.
Sounds like there's a lot of experiences to be had here for students in the biology club, and that's good because it gets you out of the classroom and you get to see real live animals, biology in motion. Tell me, if I'm that prospective student and I want to learn a little bit more, is there a website that I can go to? Who would I reach out to?
Yeah, so we don't have a website, but the best course of action would be to reach out to me in my email. You can visit my office in the Aberdeen building, or you can just reach out to the STEM division. They'll, if you tell them that you're interested in the biology club through their email or their phone, they'll send you my way and we'll get you involved.
Andy, thanks so much.
Absolutely. We'll see you.
I'm with Ruby right now, and she's the advisor for the Multicultural Student Association. Ruby, thanks so much for talking to WHFC today.
Thank you. So the Multicultural Student Association is one of our RSO here at HCC, and we help in promoting different culture and celebrating it. And also, we conduct lectures and discussions about diversity, inclusion. In November, we usually celebrate the International Education Week with an international block party. We do a lot of field trips and also eat a lot of international food.
Sounds like a great thing for students to get involved in. So if I'm the student who, you know, wants to try to get involved with something like that, where would I go to sign up for more info?
So all that they have to do is just send us an email. The email address is multiculturalclub@hartford.edu.
So thank you so much. I appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Starting to get to the closing hours here at Owl Fest 2023, and I'm here with an old friend of the station. She's the coordinator for the event, Laura Burke, and she always has some of the most memorable events here. And Laura, you really do, you go out of your way to give students some of the best memories here during their tenure. And I want to thank you for having us here at WHFC. You're kind of passing the torch in a lot of ways. So, you know, tell me a little bit about, first of all, tell me, how was Owlfest 2023 for you? And just tell me a little bit about your feelings.
Well, Matt, today was one for the books. I got dunked for the first time.
You were dunked?
I got dunked in the dunk a professor. I'm not a professor, but you know what? I'm here to teach people to have fun and realize how much value there is into everything that we have to offer here at HCC. And when I started working here in 2018, Owlfest was barely a thing. We didn't have a big tent. We didn't have the inflatables. We had some food and departments and clubs. And now if you look around at all of the smiling, happy faces, laughing in camaraderie, it is just amazing to see what we've come from and how far we've gone, especially after the pandemic. The pandemic really threw a wrench in everything. And as you know, I'm the student wellness specialist. And coming back from the pandemic, I knew that social wellness was the most important thing we needed to focus on. And we are here doing it. And I am ready to pass that torch on, because now I've also noticed in the field of wellness that students need more help with basic needs, housing, food security, everything like that, getting to and from campus, transportation, everything is becoming more cumbersome for them. So now I'm ready to pass the social torch on, and I'm looking forward to helping people in more holistic ways going forward. But man, oh man, Alfest has a wonderful place in my heart, and so do you guys at the radio station.
Back at you. And, you know, I just want to bring up one more time that you do have the SWAP program,
yes.
And you've been hard at work. That's really making a difference. It's teaching students a lot of wellness skills and personal safety, too.
And we do Mindful Mondays every Monday throughout the semester, along with a lot of little workshops and certificate programs sprinkled through. If you download the Hartford Events app, which is Presence, everything is on there. Everything is available. You can add it right to your calendar and get to know our office and the SWAP program even more.
And just to throw this out there, if you don't know what the SWAP program is, it's the Student Wellness Ambassador Program. And Laura, if they want to learn more about it, how can they get involved?
Well, I'm a face-to-face kind of person, Matt, so I'm going to tell you to come right on down to the Student Center, lower level, visit me in the Office of Student Life. We have a wonderful resource center that's available to everyone on campus. We would love to, you know, give you a tour of that and help you to be more acclimated to what we offer in student life. You can also email me at lburke, B-U-R-K-E, at harford.edu. And like I said, check out the Presence app. All this information is there. You all should be also getting student weekly emails. So check your emails for the Office of Student Life newsletter.
I saw the newsletter. It's looking great. I mean, that's very informative. Laura, I want to thank you so much for always having WHFC as a part of your events. You're a tried and true friend to the station. And what's next?
Oh, well, the big event for me coming up is WellFest. So it's kind of like a more wellness-focused Alfest. We still want to bring people together to socialize, but we have a lot of community organizations that are here giving away information, giveaways. We're going to have a rock wall, an immersive dome experience with visual arts where we're doing meditation, sound healing, and yoga inside of this really big, beautiful dome. Matt, you got to check it out, man. It is super cool, very psychedelic.
You had me at sound here. Anytime there's sonic anything, WHFC will be there. Laura, you are one of the most amazing people that work here, and we're proud to call you a friend. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Matt. Likewise.